Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call telephone operator. Welcome to the conference call presentation of the first quarter results 2006 about Hera. After the presentation, you will be allowed to ask. I would like to hand over to Dr. Tomasi, Chairman of the Board of Hera. You have the floor. Thank you. Good afternoon to all participants. We are here with Mr. Venier, Barilli, and Hansen, that is to say, the usual people, to present the results of the first quarter 2006 of the group. I would like to underline 3 to 4 key elements which were particularly important in the first quarter 2006 and which also reflect on the results we are going to share with you. The first activity, and it was clear, involved the operational start of the Metamoderna integration project in order to activate organizational processes which were required and to start efficiency plans to extract expected synergies from the acquisition project. This has translated into activities from an organization viewpoint, from an HR viewpoint, setting up of the new company in Modena, and acquisition in this first period of a water supply company in the province of Modena. Furthermore, we have integrated in the central divisional structures all the activities which, before that, used to be carried out within the framework of META, most of all concerning management of the waste plants. And a second feature you might be well aware of, which has emerged from a formal viewpoint during the first quarter, was the acquisition of company of JET from Riccione, through which we will be capable of integrating a further area with 20,000 customers, and this unit will be fully operational from July the 1st, 2006. In the first quarter, we have also completed negotiations with Enel, the Italian Electricity Board, for acquisition of the distribution network in the province of Modena according to the values which have already been disclosed to the market. We are in the pre-implementation stage, so our company will start following the customers from July the 1st, 2006. Something else which has already been disclosed to the market, during the first quarter 2006, we have successfully launched the first Hera bond for 500 million euros, which has enabled us to restructure our debt in terms of shift from short to longer term. I hand over to Dr. Venier for the presentation of the role group achievements, and then Engineer Barilli will be presenting sectoral results. I would just like to present the results of the first quarter 2006 consolidated group results. These results highlight a major growth in all main items of the profit and loss account, thanks to the full consolidation of the META company all through the quarter. With reference to revenues, we have recorded an overall turnover of 741.8 million euros with a growth rate of 39% versus the previous year. 60% of this growth was brought about by the META consolidation, whereas the remaining part was due both to the development of prices and volumes in the energy business and to the full implementation of tariff increases in water and waste tariffs in compliance with the agreements signed end of 2004 for the period 2005 to 2007. The increase in turnover has also translated in a major increase in the EBITDA, which has increased from 106 million euros to 137 million euros. So an increase by 31 million, 23 of which are due to Meta consolidation, and the remaining part, about 8 million, being due to ERA. This amount is particularly important also if we consider the fact that for some activities there is also a stronger competition which is emerging, which has been offset. Concerning the EBIT, there has been an increase by 21%, and once more, this is partly due to Meta contribution and partly to the development of the group operations. Moving on to the next slide, you can see that investments also in this quarter have been very important thanks to the major plans we are developing in the environmental field and in the energy business. Overall, CapEx investments have amounted to 58.5 million euros plus 17.5 million euros related to the already mentioned agreement signed with Enel, i.e. an anticipation, a down payment on the overall price we are going to pay around end of June, early July 2006, when we complete this operation. Concerning the financial situation, there has been an improvement by about 40 million euros. The financial situation has improved in absolute terms and also benefits, as already said, from the overall restructuring of the debt structure through issuance of the bond, of the corporate bond, last January. This, as already disclosed during other meetings, the success of this operation has also been allowed by the good rating which has been reconfirmed by Moody's at the beginning of 2006. If we move on to the next slide for a short snapshot of the various business lines, and I will hand over to Engineer Barilli, who will present line by line the various results. What you notice here is that once more, as it had been the case end of 2005, the environmental area has provided the greatest contribution in terms of development dynamics, because it has increased versus the previous year its EBITDA by 11.2 million euros, and only 3.4 are due to the consolidation of Meta activities, whereas 6.7 are due to the overall perimeter for these activities. The water business has recorded an increase by 5.3 million euros, 2.3 of which are thanks to Meta consolidation, and 3 related to tariff adjustments that I have already mentioned before. The gas business has recorded an increase of 6.8 million euros in EBITDA for compensation effect of the two previously mentioned indicators, whereas the other businesses have recorded a relevant growth. As you might well know, Meta also includes among its activities electricity distribution that we are going to integrate after acquiring activities from Enel. The EBITDA increase has accounted for 14.7 million euros with an overall value of 7.4, the remaining being brought about by other activities that we manage, such as public lighting and teleheating. Overall, Also, thanks to the seasonality of the business, the gas sector has contributed with about 40%, whereas waste 28.4%, the remaining part being split into the various business areas. With such a positive scenario in all businesses, I would like to hand over to Angelo Barilli for further details. Thank you very much, Stefano. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Very briefly, because much has already been said, let's start with waste. Small remark, the snapshot you have just seen, the cover page of this presentation, refers to our brand new plant in Frullo. As you see here, slide number six, there's an increase in EBITDA in this area, a major increase, plus 40% higher than the sales increase, plus 35%. This specific feature can be seen in all the business areas but for gas. The contribution to growth comes from meter integration, one-third, and the remaining part, organic growth and group synergies, two-thirds. You should notice, in particular, the good contribution of electricity generated in our incinerating plants, the tariff increase for urban hygiene services, and a major expansion in treated and managed volumes, in particular also for special wastes, which have accounted for about 900,000 tons. Let's move on to water, to the water business. As you see here, the EBITDA plus a 36% increase exceeds the increase in sales. And here, the major role is being played not only by the meter contribution, but also by the prosecution, by the further increase in tariffs as assigned in the framework agreement. Major increase, therefore, despite the fact that the cost for electricity being used has greatly increased. And a remark with reference to this is that our businesses, from an energy cost viewpoint, tend to compensate in terms of waste of environment, which produces electricity, and water, which absorbs it. When we complete our plant for new incinerators, the increase in the energy prices will impact positively, more than positively, on the overall scenario. Let's now move on to the slide about gas. This is the only sector where, for well-known reasons, and most of all for the macroscopic increase in the price of raw materials, the EBITDA has increased less than the increase in sales. In particular, if we hadn't had the MECA contribution, which, as you see here, has accounted for 11.4 million euros in positive terms, the group overall, without MITA, would have recorded a slight erosion of margins, 4.6%. This drop is less relevant than you could think, because in 2005 there was the positive effect, about 2 million euros in the first quarter, due to extraordinary margins related to procurement activities. Therefore, margin erosion is, if we don't consider this effect, 2 million if we compare the two quarters. Sales were nevertheless very relevant, as you see here in the lower box on your right-hand side. We have a completely different scenario, slide number 9, for the electricity business. Here, of course, you can well see the powerful action brought about by meat integration. Our EBITDA has reached 7.4 million euros. I would like to remind you that with Mita we are now player number 6 in Italy, and our production will further increase in the next few months, thanks to access to the Enel network that we are now going to take over, as mentioned before. Slide number 10 to conclude with. We have the other businesses that also record an increase in margins, which is higher in percentage terms than the increase in sales, with a contribution of dismissals of some non-core businesses according to the policies that the group has already implemented some years ago, and the margin is 27% for the ABTDI, a very relevant margin, also thanks to the winter season for teleheating. A mega contribution has been in the area of public lighting. That's all for me. I hand over to the chairman of the board of directors. In my introduction, I have underlined the key developments in the first quarter 2006. To conclude my presentation, I'd like to share some thoughts with you. The achievements in the first quarter are fully in line with our expectations, so there's comfort on the fact that we can achieve our overall 2006 targets. The novelties represented by the positive outcome for the early integration process, so the early integration of MICA, integration is moving on very successfully in terms of corporate climate and efficiency of the actions being taken. Further growth of external lines in Riccione and thanks to the integration of the Enel network are proceeding successfully. Something else which I would like to stress, as already promised to you, we have started changing the situation. We had the exposure of the working capital. We have activated in 2005 a new billing system, an IT integrated billing system, the old perimeter of Hera before Ferrara Modern acquisition is fully covered by the new integrated system, so that we expected to achieve the target that we had set for end of the half-year period to reduce the exposure related to these factors by about 100 million euros as opposed to the closing date of the previous balance sheet. Thus, we have moved away from the starting phase. We will still have, of course, to fully integrate billing to customers for Ferrara and for Modena, for all our customers, but this has already been planned and we deem we have already reached a sound system for our actions. As far as future actions and current actions are concerned, I would like to restate our attention in particular to topics such as consolidation of the procurement concerning gas and electricity. These are the programs for 2006. We have defined our shares, our quotas, in a satisfactory manner concerning the target we want to achieve. And we have started negotiations with our trade partners concerning the so-called reconversion from project company to implementation company concerning gas distribution. So this is a topic that we are currently discussing with our partners in these days. As far as electricity is concerned, we are operating on a program to reinforce substantially our portfolio. The overall target for these actions has been estimated at 400 megawatts in line with our commercial plans. We now have some running building sites, and I will update you. I will disclose further information later this year. As far as the topic of possible acquisitions and territorial expansion are concerned, the only new element is our pre-qualification for the tender for the transfer of 46% of SAP at Sassuolo, a company which is in our area, a multi-utility company. They have launched a tender to transfer to sell 46% of the share, of the company share. We have just demonstrated, we have underwritten a letter of interest, and they are now considering our business plan draft. A last piece of information so that you have a full picture of what's going on in the company. We are working to review the business plan, which will be ready by end of the summer, so that we will share and present it in updated terms in September to the market. That's all for me. I don't know whether you have any questions. This is the Chorus Call telephone operator. We will start the Q&A session. There's a first question from Chris Moore, Kalvanov. Good evening. Good afternoon. I have got 2 to 3 questions. The first question relates to gas. You have explained that there has been a non-recurring factor in the first quarter, 2005. So can you explain us what it's all about? Could you repeat and make a reference to this year? And always concerning gas, there has been an increase by 18% in volumes thanks to MICA and a drop in MOE in terms of revenues, a drop by 4%. I would like to ask what you can tell us concerning 2006, what will be the gas business in 2006? And concerning waste, slide number 6, there are growing figures. Could you quantify these 4 lines for the MAM growth? And for Sassuolo, do we already have any idea about the entity, the scope, and how much Sassuolo could possibly impact on ERA? So how large is it, or do you have any idea? And the last question I would like to ask you, in the next few months, should we expect meaningful novelties in terms of negotiations, or are these negotiations going to take longer? Thank you. Let me just answer your question concerning gas. The 2 million euro effect has occurred in the first Q 2005. It related to a surplus that we have had in procurement because we had a major swap operation, a transaction with a positive effect in the first quarter 2005. This was a one-off transaction and a non-recurring transaction. Concerning volume development, as you have suggested, there has been a major increase. If we break it down, and if we look at the same scope, at the same perimeter, and compare it with 2005, if we also include MITA, by the seasonal effect, that is to say, in the first 3 months, the climate has been less cold than the first quarter 2005. The distributed volumes have dropped by 10 million euros. Nevertheless, this difference in distributed volumes has been well offset by the commercial activity, which has recorded an increase by 14 million cubic meters, and they were 10 million cubic meters before. So if we compare the same activities in the two periods, so there has been a slight increase in sales despite the first quarter that was not very cold. Concerning margins, you well know that the market is very seasonal. Therefore, the gas business results are achieved in the first and in the fourth quarter of each year, and therefore I believe that the competition effect recorded in the first quarter will also appear again end of the year. There won't be any significant increases. Concerning waste, well, Barilli might give a further insight. Good afternoon, Chris Moore. As far as the split, the breakdown of the growth of the results in the waste business. So the breakdown of the four items we have listed in this table. I would like to refer to the old HERA perimeters, the 7.8 million euros. Well, 10 to 15% of this increase derive from tariff increases by 2% on a year-to-year basis as a mean value. And then 30% deriving from the increased WTE performances. In the first quarter 2005, the FEA plant was already operating, but it was not fully accepted, fully approved. It was still being run by the company that had launched the tender, so they were producing at about 50% of the capacity in the first quarter 2005, whereas in the first quarter 2006, it has been exploiting 100% of its capacity. Another 20% should be attributed to the increase in the CIP6 tariffs, to the increase in energy. We have seven incinerators working at CIP6. We have now reached 103 euros per megawatt per hour in 2006, and the last amount, another 25 to 30%, was due to the good performance in the special waste business, in the management and disposal of special wastes within our group, thanks to the Ecologia and Ambiente plan. I hope I've answered all your questions. For the last two questions relating to Sassuolo, well, we are still at the beginning of the tender process. It's a company producing about with a turnover of about 50 million euros. It's a multi-utility company and has launched a tender concerning the water, the waste, and the gas distribution businesses. Concerning the value recorded, the value in terms of EBITDA last year, we have a value of 10 million euros in 2005. As far as gas, or the question about gas is concerned, the meaningful novelty, just to repeat the phrasing, well, within a couple of weeks, I hope, should come from a meeting that is going to change the corporate bylaws, the bylaws of the company, because we are now moving on to the implementation stage. So there will be a capital increase as per plan, and all this based on a preliminary agreement with the Sonatrach, an agreement among all Italian partners to define the business logic for raw materials in order to ensure the shares that will be assigned once the plant starts operating. This, of course, is a pre-requirement for us, a pre-requirement to express our positive opinion, and we are still negotiating about this pre-requirement. Thank you. The next question from Mora Finardi, Euroimmobiliare SIM. Good afternoon. I've got another question about the improvement of the net working capital you want to achieve by end of June 2006. 100 million euros cash flow being generated this way. So can you make any forecast? Is this going to impact on the debt structure end of the year, or will you achieve a better result than the 100 million euros you have mentioned? Second question concerning consolidation, because we have read in newspapers that other players might be involved in the process. So I would like to hear from you if you consider this to be a missed opportunity, or if you believe that there is no future with this potential partners, a project with INEA. I don't want to anticipate events, but I would like you to take a stand concerning this press release of these articles which have been published in the press. Welcome back. I'm happy to hear again from you. Concerning the working capital, we want to be very cautious, and therefore we have projected a half-year forecast, because this is the turning point after the first building up stage. Well, the projection until end of the year, I want to use qualitative rather than quantitative terms. I have just mentioned one amount because there are two factors at stake here. On the one hand, we have our capability of doing even better than we can achieve at the end of June, and we do trust that we have the capability to achieve that. And on the other hand, we also have in the second half of the year the loading, the entry into the system of all Modena customers. You know, it's quite a complex job because we have three batches of customers which have to be entered into the system. We have the conventional database from Modena concerning water and electricity services and gas services as well, and this is a first major batch. Then we have to enter all Enel customers for the electricity distribution in the province, and then we also have to enter all the data so from tax to tariff from the province of Modena. These are three activities we will have to carry out in the second half of 2006. So if we have a few weeks of mismatch between the data entry of the various information, of the various data, well, last year it was about five provinces, this year it's different, but this will bring about a major or minor impact concerning the timing. You know, if by the end of the year we have some delays in one of these activities, we will have to offset and to close the gap in the following January. But today it's extremely difficult to make additional forecasts from here until the end of the year, whereas until June we commit ourselves to achieve the 100 million euros I have mentioned before. As far as ENEA is concerned, you know that we are quite weird in this group. That is to say, we always try and stick when we have well-defined our corporate targets. And this is the reason why I'm very reluctant to tackle this topic. ENEA has got many of the features which might be interesting for our group. It's a major company, it's close to our company, it's a multi-utility, and there are many other factors we are considering. But ENEA has probably got other alternatives, other options, besides combining its doom, its future, with another provider, with another operator. I have read in the press that they are also evaluating autonomy and possible listing in the stock exchange. So in light of the confused scenario that we have in the company, in light of the different alternatives that they are considering right now, I don't think it's reasonable on our side to provide further information. We cannot rule out that there might be a common future, but I don't want to say anything. I want to be extremely cautious because there are contacts, there are relationships, but nothing has been finalized so far, and HERA managing director has stated it very clearly. Thank you. There's another question I would like to add concerning the tender for Sassuolo. Maybe I'm missing an information here. Could you give us a timeline for Sassuolo? Have you got a timetable so that, you want to complete by end 2006 or 2005? So when are we going to get the outcome of this tender process? Well, it's a timeline they have set. The timeline for the tender, well, the next stage is opening of the envelopes with the so-called technical bids, with the proposals about business plan on July the 3rd. And then there is the economic bid for those who are still part of the game, and then a third stage with possible relaunches, higher bids. The municipalities that are offering to transfer a set share want to conclude by end 2006. So this does not mean that we will necessarily have to be on board until the end of the process. It will greatly depend on the overall context and how this context develops. Also because, as you well know, this is a minority share and our policy is well defined. We will have to evaluate in the next few months if there are the pre-requirements to be still interested in this process. Thank you. Mr. Tomasi, there are no further questions. I wish to thank you very much indeed. Thank you, and you will soon hear from us, maybe during the half-year report meeting. See you soon.